COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Looking for a great gift idea and one that's perfect for the holidays? With Paint Your Life, a hand-painted portrait is an easy thing to create, and it fits almost any budget, and it's a great gift idea for those that you love. Paint Your Life transformed your photos into a one-of-a-kind, beautiful hand-painted portrait by professional artists. I was able to do this process through the collaboration of about 4 different pictures. I was able to create this beautiful portrait of my best friend with her now deceased father, on her actual wedding day, with her in her beautiful wedding dress and her father in a tuxedo, the actual tuxedo he wore at his own wedding. It was something that she will always cherish, and I truly was so glad that I was able to give her that gift for her wedding. Use their compilation services and upload multiple photos to create anything you can imagine. Put yourself in a location you've always wanted to go, or add a lost loved one to a special occasion to create the portrait of your dreams. Lots of options. Customize your experience with a payment plan that works for you, and as little as 10% down makes this trip a truly affordable gift. User-friendly platforms let you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. You'll get to approve every stage of the portrait process and request as many modifications as you like to ensure the portrait is painted just like you dreamed. This holiday season, you can give the most meaningful gift you've ever given from paintyourlife.com, and there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word thing to 87204. That's thing.
Thing.
287204. Text thing.
Thing.
287204. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Message and data rates may apply. Amen. See terms for detail.
Amen. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2023. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Just for you and me. Quick church announcement. Detroit, you are on sale right now for the Patreon only. You will go on sale on Friday. Patreon, as you're watching this live, I've got a pre-scheduled link to come out later this afternoon that has the link and has the code. Everybody who is not on Patreon, it'll go live for you on Friday. So if you want a chance to sit close, you ain't really going to be able to if you ain't in the Patreon. That's just the facts. Because the Patreon, they buy up them closed seats. So join the Patreon. Even if you jump in for a month just to get your tickets and leave, it's going to be hard to do because we got some other stuff going on in there, but you can. Everybody else, you're doing amazing. DC is like 85% sold out. Atlanta's like 78% sold out. Everything's tracking well. Me and Angel are going to, you know what I'm saying, after Detroit, we're going to ramp up some more promos. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we did the promos. It was doing well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Angel been out of town every single day. She leaves this podcast and then she flies to Brazil, Africa, Antarctica.
Right?
She was on an expedition. It's just always something with her. We can't do anything with her because she's always traveling. She goes from here straight to Delta flights, and she sings loud in coach.
Wait, why are we shooting early this week, Angel?
Oh,
because Angel's going out of town.
I do believe Kevin's going out of town.
Angel's
too.
Going out of town to Vegas for the weekend. Otherwise, we would be shooting.
Going out of town for Vegas.
Either way, Angel hasn't been still the last 3 months. Angel, do you have any church announcements?
Yes, I do. My Hoop Mob collaboration is being restocked this Friday.
Hey-o!
Amen. So those of you all who are like, well, I didn't get the wifey shades. I didn't get the margarita chain. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. It will be back this Friday on the 17th. And after that, when it's gone, it's gone. So that's all I can tell you is go on over there, get them
go
products.
On over there and get it.
Get it.
All right. Also, quick announcement. We will be off next week for Thanksgiving. We ain't going to be making no podcast for
no
y'all.
Podcast.
We taking a break.
We're going to be making sweet potato pie, right, Kev?
Making pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay.
We're buying it from the grocery store. And we're going to be eating it and being merry with our family and friends. Just like y'all, we need a break off from work, too. So
man.
Watch an old episode. If you're in the Patreon, watch a bonus or watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh. Huh?
It's an anime. Or Blue Eye Samurai, which apparently is really good. I might start watching it.
No.
But watch some of that or watch old stuff. We'll be back after Thanksgiving. All right. Now, this y'all recommended in the Patreon by and large more than anything else that happened last week. I want to shout out to Steve.
Steve.
He said, Bobby Storm nearly booted from a Delta Steve. Airlines flight after continually attempting to sing her newly released gospel song. If you haven't seen the video, I will play you Phil Lewis, the resident black person of all the news on the Twitter.
But I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I've gotten to the next status, so. But they're enjoying it. So while we're sitting here, can I please?
I'm not enjoying it. I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay,
well, that's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What right do you guys think?
I'm asking you, ma'am.
I'm asking you guys. What do you guys
okay.
think?
Okay. If you're not able to follow my instruction, you will not be taken with flight.
Okay.
Are you
so
able to be
asking,
quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine. If you are the
so
person
that's yes,
in charge of it all.
I'm your flight leader, yes.
If you are the person in charge
okay.
of it all, then that's
okay.
fine.
All right. Thank you.
So I'll sing it on a loan if that's the case. All right. So the song is called We Can't Forget Them. All right. And you can download it. I don't know the issue. No one else has ever had an issue, but it's...
Father, thank you for each day in my life. I realize... I don't need anything. I need you by my side. Shine your light. I don't know.
Let me tell you what. You can do that on Spirit Airlines, Holy Spirit Airlines. And this is why I sit in first class. And even more importantly, I got my AirPod Max. I got my music on. I got my noise canceling. I can't be bothered by what's happening in 23C.
That was Delta.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That's why on Delta, I sit up front.
You said, I'm not dealing with
what?
It.
What? Josh and them, they be telling me what happens back there in the goings on.
That's crazy. You were saying that on our way back from Portugal,
there was
Ken.
There was a dog in there. That was different. There was a baby crying. What? I don't... Noise canceling. Because I'm going to tell you what, I love Jesus. But when I get on that flight, what y'all think?
Yeah, when she kept...
Them folks was like, we agree with him. I want you to hush.
They were like, you want us to get kicked off with you?
Are you? Oh, so if you're in charge of it all, don't do no Jesus stuff on me.
She was like, I bind that. He said, I don't like it. Well, I bind that up. Girl, you about to get yourself in a bind. Because you're going to be stuck in Arkansas, wherever the hell you trying to fly out of.
I would never do anything to get on a no-fly list with Delta.
Dog. And listen, I love Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Come on.
I worship and adore you.
Come on.
I sing in church and I'm quiet on the Delta plane.
Oh, I like that you did that.
And I love them. But when I go into places that ain't worship centric, because here's the thing, Christians, now let's be honest. Okay, let another religion person get up and be like, hey.
Oh, they would be hot as fish grease.
Let me, you know what I'm saying? My name is Muslim Mark. You know what I'm saying? This is my new single. It's hitting the Arabic charts and start singing in Arabic.
Hello, Akbar. Hello,
they go
get him off. Get him off.
Shut it up. Ain't no allowed.
Get him off of here.
Shut up and go. Nah, you, because we can sing.
Yes.
But we can sing, though.
No.
If they
no.
do, if they was doing mass and they were singing in Latin, Gloria a Dios, tatus, vos,
get him off.
I am Latin, boy.
This is crazy.
If you were singing in that Latin, for that Catholic mass.
No, they're not having it.
Gloria a Dios.
No.
If you were singing in Spanish, I know Tony, todos juntos alabemos al Señor. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Todos juntos alabemos al Señor. Yeah. Tacos al pastor. Carne asada.
No.
Come on, carne asada.
Gloria, gloria, gloria.
Yeah.
Get her off.
Feliz Navidad, Joe behind. Back to the gate. Shut it up.
Hold on, man.
We always think our stuff is the best and the most important, and other people hush.
Yes.
Just allow yourself to think outside yourself.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when we try to go to heaven, I will say that I did do that for you, Jesus.
Jesus, I say, he was like, I didn't ask you to sing on a goddamn plane. Jesus, I asked you to live right.
Remember when they tried to kick me off?
Said,
I did that for
I
you.
Said, follow the rules of the land?
No.
And the rules of the land. He told you the rules of the land.
Because I would sacrifice myself for you. They didn't love him, God.
I already had my son sacrificed. I didn't need you. You weren't good enough to begin with.
Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess. I confess in 37B.
He said,
I was in the aisle.
He's like, no, you promoted yourself. I just found out I was nominated for 2 Grammys. Yeah. We got it cleared. Michael McDonald cleared it. I mean, she gave so many details. She was like, yeah, and this is just, I've sung on planes so many times. I haven't done this in a while. Girl, this is not The Voice. We are not going to turn around in our chairs and be like,
ding.
No, that is not happening. You already got, first of all, there's no Grammy voters on this plane. None of them are on this plane, girl. Not one.
I don't want no activities on planes. I just want everybody to get on, sit down, hush, so we can leave.
This is the thing. This is why I get pissed off when people complain about kids. It's not kids. It's the adults.
Enablers.
And most of the time, kids, they don't know better, or the adult don't know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
She is a grown adult and was like, after he was like, I need you to, okay, if you're the one of the person who's over it all. Okay, so now I'm going to sing it to you quietly. I can't forget. I was like, girl.
Never can forget.
One thing I hate is people who delay a flight taking off.
Oh.
And if they have to keep correcting you, you going to get us stuck here.
That's my thing, and I love them. But y'all know, we've been on that road.
Yes.
Okay, we was getting status off of sheer legs of flights.
Yes.
And we was touring in the South. You can't get from L.A. to Greenville straight up.
Absolutely.
You gonna
not.
Go through Atlanta every time. So we done took 4 flights. I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jesus. Shut the hell up.
Right. And not only that.
Sit down.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty matchless name. Shut the hell up. So we don't miss this connection to me. Because if I get stuck in Minneapolis, you gonna need him.
Yeah, you gonna
in
pay.
The name of Jesus.
You gonna pay for me missing this
shut
show.
Up, though. In the name.
In the
shut up.
And the other thing that pisses me off is that usually I end up having, like, I gotta go pee now. I have to usually use the restroom once I get on the plane, but I wait until we up.
Right.
So if you doing this and we ain't up, that means I'm about to piss on myself and we can't leave because you... I was nominated for 2. She was like, follow the storm. Girl, you about to follow the storm because they're going to kick you off.
And you know, Josh B, for our team, Josh B, hey guys, when we land, we got 27. He won't be texting the group chat. Guys, at this pace, we're going to miss our connection.
Yeah.
And listen, and I love him. And also, I stand up when the plane lands. Okay?
You're close enough, though.
I stand up even when I wasn't.
Let me tell you what.
I'm 6 foot and heavy. When I sit on the plane, regardless of the seat, my knees hurt. Mm. I'm not in the way.
Okay, if you're not in the way.
But I stand up because I need to stand.
You need to stretch your
my legs.
My legs
have been cramped
for two to five hours.
I'm not rushing trying to get out.
Okay.
I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. I'm not even getting my bag. But I stand. If I stand up in 37C, it don't affect nobody in first class.
You correct.
I'm not rushing through. Let us stand up. those of you whose knees ain't hurting, I'm not in the way.
You're right. I stand corrected. A lot of people who stand up, they think that they have just shaved off 5 minutes.
No, I get that.
It's just like,
you I just know. Need to stretch my leg. I'm not even going nowhere. I just go. A lot of times, I don't even, when I was in the back, I don't even get in the aisle. Like, I just stand up off to the side.
Oh, no, I can't do that. That hurt.
You know what I'm saying? And then that newborn plane. First of all, Boeing, did y'all realize in the doggone new plane, the thing going to come down on your head?
First of all, there was this man.
That hurts, too.
What is going to come down too low?
I was on with a 76L plane, so it's not as big as the 777, but it's big. And I was watching a man come in, and the thing was open. And he didn't see it. When I tell you, he almost knocked himself unconscious. He ran. It was like, he was like, oh, I said, are you okay? He was like, yeah. The plane would have taken off. I would have laid out in that floor, and I've been like, Delta, I think this is worth some, because I was on Delta. Delta, I know this is worth some MQMs, MDM.
Mr. or Mrs. Delta, I don't know who runs it.
But y'all almost killed me on the plane because y'all want to have these low ass.
Get it. They supposed to hold more bags.
No.
But, bruh, it's down into the world.
You going to be holding a body bag because I'm going to die.
It ain't even overhead compartment. It's just head. It's supposed to be over your head. That's just head area.
I flew Delta One. It was so fun.
Yes, that's what I love.
Delta One is, they basically try to make you feel like you're flying in your own living room.
It's private.
I love it.
It's shared private with, 200 people. But in that little box, it's just me. Delta One, me Kevin, me the one.
It's just so, why is it so expensive? They need a Groupon or something.
They do, if they could just knock the price down a little bit.
A little.
You know why it's so expensive? Because in the back, they be singing gospel. They be singing gospel.
I'm like, up here, we have no entertainment.
If that little curtain could just be soundproof.
I don't want to be
able to. Let's just close this up.
Yeah.
And don't come in our bathroom.
The bathroom is bigger up there.
Yeah.
They got the good soaps.
And sometimes people in comfort, can I just go in here?
Mm-hmm. They got the Malingowitz. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know what you're talking about.
Malingowitz?
Yeah.
What is that?
The soap.
It's soap. It's a good soap.
It's a quality soap.
Malingowitz. Yeah, the Malingowitz.
I think the O is silent.
But I'm going to tell you, it's a big enough bathroom for the Mile High Club. Unfortunately, my husband is not down for that because he thinks every bathroom is disgusting. But I was like, there is enough room in here that I could, okay. But Delta One is a little too expensive. But you know what's not expensive? Prize Picks. Ooh. Y'all, Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports, or DFS, platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play DSF. It's just you against the numbers. That's easy. I love that. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stats projections and watch the winnings roll in. With the basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that include 2 or more players from different sports or leagues. For example, LeBron James plus Travis Kelce.
LeBron James.
At a 10.5 combo of 3 points made plus receptions. Listen, I wish I knew what that meant, but I'm sure those of you all who play DFS do. Yeah, want to play along some of the Prize Picks favorites like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz? You can now find community plays under the promo tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names of in Prize Picks community. Each week, Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second half, that player is rebooted. Now, I do understand that. Listen, I know the sports, y'all. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Okay, Kevin, what players and stats are you watching this sports season?
LeBron James.
Okay.
Every time. Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey been playing well. You been watching?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw him.
Wembanyama.
Big Wimby.
Big Wemby.
Big Wemby.
I said, and that's what I call him.
Yeah, Joel Embiid. I've been watching him too ever since James Harden came to the Clippers. You know they 0-5.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been watching that very closely.
Okay, so listen, you're gonna be able to see the winnings from your prize picks because these are the people you're going for, and it's fun, y'all. It's a simple way to have fun.
Great time
and a great experience. Go to prizepicks.com/SK
and
use code SK
for
a first deposit match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/SK and use code SK for a first deposit match up to $100. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right. Also want to shout out Charles Moore in the Patreon. He got a new job.
Shout out Charles Moore.
E-Town's
finest. You better check in with Charles Moore 270. He got a new job, and I'm proud of him because I was so doggone sick of him complaining about that old job. I said, well, you got to do something about your life.
You made good content there, though.
Yeah, he did, and he left that job, got himself a new job, and we love him for it. God bless you. God keep you. Speaking of sports and prize picks and whatnot, friend of the pod, Fried Chicken. Angel's favorite quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, wearing the same draws.
That he has worn the same pair of draws every NFL game of his career. And I know you're wondering, and yes, he does not wash them all the time. If they're on a win streak, he puts them same stinking draws from last week's game back on his clean body because of superstition. Now listen, in the black community, we have a rule. If that article of clothing touched the hamper, even if I took this shirt off and it touched the hamper, it's done.
It's off. It's out of bounds.
The residual dirt from the under, the must come up and grab. Mm-hmm. Now, regular draws that I will just wear a day.
Hold on.
Right? Regular draws.
Just a day?
Like, yeah, if I wear draws for a day, I can't put them on.
Okay.
Playing in a three-hour NFL football game.
Sweaty.
Where I have sweated. Sweaty men have sweated upon me. Mm-hmm. It's just
he
compact.
Got
jock itch.
He got that fungus.
He probably got a little discharge.
He's gotta have something on the sides.
Why is it stinking?
Listen, you can tell who ain't got a coochie and who do. Because let me tell you what I can't do is take off my drawers in the same day and put the drawers back on.
No, you can't.
Once they off my body, they've retired for the day.
And listen, women, I'm married to a woman. I have seen, if she tries on draws and they don't go with that outfit, once they've touched the hem, these ain't the right ones, they're dirty.
Yeah, they're dirty.
They're dirty.
They're not going back up on my coochie.
That coochie, like, girl, what is it? Get off.
No.
But sports sweated, ain't no superstition that I follow that supersedes must. Can you imagine, Angel?
Don't things come out of y'all doing today? Things come out of women.
Ain't no things come out.
No, it'll smell crazy.
It'll smell crazy, but we don't have no discharge.
But y'all drip sometimes.
Sometimes some people pee. And
you are the some people.
Hold on. People all over the world. They pee, and for all intents and purposes, feels like the pee is done.
You close the garage before the work's done?
Sometimes. That's why they built that little sensor that if your foot touches it, go back up.
You don't have the weather strip.
I ain't got the weather strip. So some people get a little pop, a little kss, as you would.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe you're not at home, right? Mm-hmm. So now you shake the devil off. But sometimes, especially as you age, you got a little, some of that pee be camping. It be like, all right, y'all, hold back. We finna mess this day up. And pee go out. You shake, and then it be like, ska-ska, and they be so proud.
Ska-ska.
So when you get home, you take a shower and you do what you gotta do, right? However, I ain't never even went to the gym for 30 minutes.
Oh.
Like if my house was on fire,
yeah,
I would rather go into the neighborhood booty butt naked on soft.
Oh.
Before I would grab a pair of stankin' drawers and put them back on. And stank drawers on a clean body is new wine in the old wineskins.
Come on.
You can't put new wine in the old wineskins.
I would actually drink new wine out of old wineskins.
I was going to say.
You can't put new wine in old wineskins.
I would do it, but this is what I can't do. This is how you get a UTI.
Oh, yeah.
For a woman. Mm-hmm. Is you got to have that dry. It's got to be, you can't, like, if you are like a dancer, right? If you sweating down there all the time, you got to find a way to keep it dry, keep it clean, or you're going to be hurting with your pee-pee. So I'm like, is he hurting when he pees? And if he's on a winning streak,
he's going to be on a shitty streak in his draws.
And listen, them Chiefs was winning some. They was 13 and 3.
Well, maybe it worked.
They was 12. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess 14 and 3. They went to 17 games. You know what I'm saying? They was winning 5-6. First of all, I'm not going. Streaks is right.
Yes,
I'm not going. Where do you put the draw?
Hold on, Kev. We're not thinking about the game check, though.
Now. He did sign an extension for $450 million. However,
I won't take the draws off.
You can't.
I will shower with them on. $450 million, I take it back. He's a smart man. I'm just going to shower with the draws on my body. I'm going to put the soap in the draws as well.
Put a Tide Pod in there.
It's got nothing to do with affordability.
It isn't. It's superstition.
He could buy the company if he wanted to.
But you can't beat musty allegations in the black community. Well, people be like, yeah, that nigga pay. He got $450 million.
For $450 million, yes, you can.
That nigga got $450 million.
That's a rich, funky nigga, and I'm okay with that.
Fried chicken.
I would wear them crusty draws on my head while I was playing. We're going to win again, guys. They were like, is that puss that I smell? Yes. Yes, and I've had
ain't
sex.
Ain't your hair smell like coochie again, y'all.
And well, we won.
$450 million, though.
$450 million. We just talk about a regular day of working out. Don't add sex on top of it. You don't know what's growing in there. Oh, wow. $450 million?
Y'all got to pee after, y'all.
I do.
You got to clean out the system.
But you know what? Pee is not, that's your urethra. The source of life is in your vagina. So the pee is only trying to help the muscles get it out. But that don't always, especially if you put it way towards the back of the house.
Need some Drano.
That's what I be getting on Marcus. He make me mad. I be like, leave it close to the front door. He go to the back of the house. The back of the house. You know how long it take to get back to the front door and out the house?
Nobody but Angel and my mom make me be like, all right, that's where I draw the line.
The back of the house.
I got it. We are adults. We got it.
Come on, guys. We can't get rid of this podcast.
Josh is 30 years old. He got it 10 years ago.
You talk about
he's 30.
Putting in the tip all the time.
That's just a helmet. The hell was at the front door?
And I'm talking about the back of the damn house. I'm not talking about the garage. You being nasty. I'm saying.
I know what you're talking about. I told you. I got it clear. I know you're not talking about.
That visitor take forever to leave.
I know, Angel. Okay. I understood it. Okay. I didn't misunderstand the joke. I got the reference. I understood it.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying enough. You're trying to protect black women, and they say leave the nut at the back of the house.
I know.
I draw the line. Leaving the nut at the back of the house is not where the line should be drawn.
I didn't say nothing about a nut. I just said, I mean, I am talking about busting a nut, but I'm just saying.
Busting a nut and leaving it at the back?
I mean, he's like an Amazon delivery person, and I'm like, no. No,
I checked the box and said the front door.
Yes, just leave it there.
He busted through and went. He got something out the refrigerator.
Yeah. I know, it's just very frustrating. So, as a football player myself, because you know I played football in high school.
I know you did.
In college.
Yes.
I played Powder Puff, for real, for real.
I bet you was a tight end.
I was a running back in high school because I can't catch. No. Who's the person that you can hand it off to easier?
Fullback.
That's why did I not remember that was the name?
You don't be sportsing, except when you do Sprash Mix. You do sportsing.
I do sportsing. I was a fullback because I was like, if you're going to throw it at me, you might as well give it to someone else on the other team. Okay? That's what you should do.
I also want to say, now that this ad is a little bit away from us and they probably not chucking this deep, when you saw, we recognized Travis Kelce and LeBron and your mind was like, them is two different sports.
Yes.
Because you said the points and reception.
Yes. Right. Because I was like, that don't work.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, that don't Price work.
Fakes, don't listen to this part. I didn't know you could bet cross sports.
That's what they said.
I for sure thought all your Price Picks had to be in the same sport.
Why didn't you jump in there and say, I didn't know.
I didn't read that.
But no, when I said it,
I literally was having your confusion. I didn't know you could do that. I said, oh.
Price Picks is a good time, man.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Listen.
I was like,
I was like, I'm glad they put two people's name, and I'm glad I knew it was Travis Kelce, because it would have been Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. Was the guy on the Chiefs.
Yeah. Anywho. But yeah, Stanky draws. I mean, that just, it's crazy to admit it, is what
Listen,
it really is.
I want the same vigor vigor. The same vigor y'all have for Jada Pinkett Smith, who is asking these questions, why I want it for Patrick Mahomes. The same way y'all was upset about, why are we interviewing him? Why are we saying that? Ain't nobody asked. I want it directed to Draws Boy.
Why are we asking him about his panties? How do you start that? Do you just say, do you have any traditions? Or do you say, oh, okay.
Superstitious.
I would just go in. What you doing with your drawers during the game?
That's just like.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you have any superstitions that you do before you go out on the show? And you too, Josh. I want to know if you
I don't have.
Nope.
First of all, I'm not superstitious. Just I'm a little stitious.
Hey, yo. Scott, I got you. I was waiting to
start. I believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's my That's the supernatural. See, y'all talking about weapons of warfare. That are
about stitions.
Y'all talking about stitions.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about partitions.
Mm. Drive a roll down. Hey, come on, keep it going.
Apparitions is what I meant. Partitions are different things.
I was like, drive a roll down a partition, please.
I met the guy who produced that.
Who's his name?
Key Wayne.
Well, Key Wayne did He produced that at TSU, Tennessee State University.
In his dorm.
In his dorm room, he made that beat.
Congratulations to him because it's fire.
It's fantastic. And but anyway, before shows, I'll tell you, I don't have no superstition. There's nothing that I do before every show. Mm. But I do like to relax before a moment. If there's tea in the dressing room, I'll have a little cup of hot tea.
That's good. That's good.
I like to take my shoes off, wiggle my toesies. Mm-hmm. I definitely like to go out and see the audience. I'll peek through the curtain. Many people have seen me. Mm-hmm. I will peek through and see what the vibe is like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That might be the only thing that I do every time is peek through. But I like to be very calm and centered and chill before a show because I still to this day get nervous before every show.
I can believe that. You have a lot riding on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I also want anytime you pay, even if your ticket's $50, it's never only $50.
It's all them fees.
It's everything fees. It's parking. It's babysitters. You fly out or drive. It's a hotel. It's, you know, road trip. Like, so I always want to make sure to the best of my ability, you get the show of your life. That's why I like to preserve my energy for as much as possible before a show and after and just focus on doing the actual show because I want to make sure that you get the best experience you possibly could get.
That's what I like, meeting the audience before the show. I do. I do enjoy good, whether it be via the selling of the merch, because I did that.
You did that?
I did that. Or regular meet and greet. Just one to be like, we all have the same mission today, huh?
Yeah.
Is to have a good time.
Have a good, time.
But also pre-show poop is also very much so part. Is I got to let all of that out. I got to make sure I'm lean and mean on the stage.
I get it. And you got to feel light.
Yes.
You can't take those burdens into
Glad
you.
Glad I got to be empty, all of that.
I do be doodling.
Oh, of course.
I be doodling before that show.
If you a little nervous, then yeah, that's what's going to happen.
I fill it up. Mm-hmm. It's like you know when you go to frozen yogurt and you pick the chocolate.
So I can't say put it at the back though, but you feel as though you got to describe what your feces looks like coming out your tail.
You can say put it at the back though.
Oh, because so you can get through your feces joke. Josh,
I like to walk around the venue. I like to know where everything's at, where all the doors are. If we gotta leave for any specific
Josh
reason.
Is a dad.
When the man is walking with his girlfriend and he's like assessing the
exits. It's like Zach Galifianakis in apps. Actually, like
Josh, he is a daddy. Let me see how we get out here. If there's a fire, I'm gonna exit that way.
I like to go to the front and see if there's a marquee. You know, if there is, take a little picture. Say hi to a couple people, come right on back, and that's it, you know?
Josh is just the cutest person.
He's just a sweet little baby boy.
I just love you. I want you to make sure you know that. I love you, Josh.
Love you too, Angel.
I love you too, man. Don't just let her love you alone.
Angel said it first.
And I love you.
I love you too, Kev. I love you too.
And I love you. Put it on me, single Josh. I love you, people of the world. People of the Patreon and people outside of the Patreon. People who enjoy this podcast, you are loved by me. You guys are very important to me.
And if you haven't been loved, sometimes it'll get you down.
It will.
And it can affect how you experience life, how you view life. But you know what? Talking to a therapist can help you out with that. Me and Marcus are both in therapy currently. And when I tell you, it has been life-changing.
You better sing, Bobby Storm.
Yes, it really makes me get through life so much better because I'm understanding my thoughts, I'm understanding my emotions, and I'm more importantly understanding my purpose and how to execute that and live the best life possible. And
What I love is that Talkspace, our sponsor of today's podcast, makes it so that it's convenient, so that you can do therapy at home, in your car, wherever you're comfortable. And it will make a huge difference in your life. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist. Why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace.
Sure
can. Therapy
can
help shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part. Talkspace makes it easy and affordable. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope, like I said, in difficult times. And that's the part that I think people really don't understand sometimes, is that we all are going to go through things in life. It's about whether or not you have the tools to get through those things efficiently, okay, and effectively, all right? Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. As a listener of this podcast, you get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
To get matched with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Yeah! Crew with a K.
To get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
And after you get your mind and your spirit fed by Talkspace, you want to feed your body with HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
Yeah.
The most wonderful time of the year is almost the most delicious. Enjoy every bite of the holiday season with HelloFresh. Choose from over 45 weekly recipes and over 100 curated picks from HelloFresh Market. Just like always, HelloFresh ingredients travel from the farm, from the farm to your door, so you know they're fresh. And everything arrives pre-portioned so you can get right to cooking quick. In case you missed it, HelloFresh is more than delicious dinners. HelloFresh can help you help take the hassle out of every mealtime occasion with easy breakfast, quick lunch, and snacks, all delivered right with your weekly box. We use HelloFresh. It's delivered on Sundays, and I know that I have a dinner planned for every single night. You don't understand how important that is to me, being a mother of four, as well as a business owner to three businesses and an actress and all the many other things that I do. Not having to worry about what I'm cooking for dinner is just a blessing that is just priceless to me, and it's because of HelloFresh.
Mm-hmm.
Go to HelloFresh.com/SKFree.
SKFree.
And use code SKFree.
SKFree.
For free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SKFree.
SKFree.
With code SKFree.
SKFree.
That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right, as we continue on our day, we want to talk about...
Who we want to talk about? Yeah, I'm dying.
Are you done?
No. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay, don't. Angel's the best.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about Dear Future Wifey podcast, friend of the pod, LaTerrace Whitfield.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the title of this podcast episode. She's 43, he's 90. They just got married, an unlikely union. Dear Future Wifey, season 7, episode 719? I don't understand. Either way.
I think they probably, the episode always has the season number in front of it.
719.
Well. Yeah, so the 19th episode of the season. That's what we do for
Strike just ended. I got this.
So let me, I watched the very beginning.
I didn't watch it at all.
Okay, I only watched the first minute.
Tell us what you got.
LaTerrace is in his editing people. They are trolls. He asked him a question. So how do you feel about how your family feels about your wife in her age, in her race?
And then it cuts to the beginning.
That's what he said.
Wait, what?
The man could not hear him.
Let me listen to it.
LaTerrace said, "How do you feel?"
No, he did not.
Yes. Stop it.
That is the teaser. How do you feel?
I gotta see this.
I said this. I didn't know this baby was married to Mitch McConnell.
Nice.
I'm telling you,
that was so funny. I didn't laugh. I just acknowledged the greatness, as comedians often do. You're like, that's a great joke.
And what she's, Victor, what would you say to that? Do you feel like there's truth in what she's saying? You feel like it's truth in what she's saying about the family members that aren't in agreement with your marriage? is age as well as race?
Oh.
Somewhat, yes.
And what would you say to those family members?
I'm going to pee on myself.
Your union.
Go pee. On those two things. I'll talk.
No, I think I can make it. Listen.
I have accepted their opinions without criticism. And the theme is that I'm happy. And I want to be happy in the future. And let it go at that.
Love.
I said they are trolls.
Let me tell you what the funniest thing about this. I didn't even realize this is how old people do. They can say, excuse me, without words. Uh-huh. He said, that's a...
Are you talking to me?
What the Negro man said?
Right.
I was thinking about something else. I was watching Matlock in my mind.
Yes.
43 and that. Now you 43, Angel.
I am.
90 is what? 47 years?
You got it.
Listen, God willing, I see 90. I would love to. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine sex is a huge part of my life anymore. I would hope I'm just traveling, taking pictures, exploring the world, playing with my grandkids. Mm-hmm. I feel like getting that old rusty meat up after 90 years, somebody's that thing rusty. Gonna look like an Autobot.
He can't even leave it in the... Oh, go ahead.
Somebody said future.
I know. I know. He did say that. And I was like, baby, what? He can't even leave that in the P.O. box, in the mail slot, much less the front door or the back door.
I wish you would post it this.
I feel like at 90, your peen probably developed a cough. Like, hey, we finna get some butt. Okay. Where's my... Let's get this. Hey, brain! Did you send some blood down here? They say coochie's on the horizon.
That thing is not alive. It is a retired.
I used to do this back before the war. That's when you just say things before the war. You know, before the war, I...
Before the battle on the mound.
And his wife looks amazing. Mm,
she is having a blast with her old ass man. He is a throw pillow. He's a body pillow in bed. That is his. She just wraps her arms and legs around him and go to sleep. I get it. Listen, I luckily have a younger husband. And
yeah, oh, that's a cougar.
Yes, that's right.
You done got that young man out of Kentucky.
I said, come on, get this old cat. Come get it. But if I were 43 and single and had not had love yet as far as in a marriage, come here, you old crispy Colonel Sanders looking worm.
Harlan! Harlan!
Come here and let us take care of each other.
Get over here.
Yes.
I got your word as original right here.
Come on.
I'm going to give you a reason, all right?
And he said he's happy. She's probably not even having to do a lot but other than listen to him when he talks, which is probably not often because we saw that took a whole year off of his life answering that question.
What's a podcast?
Friend. Here, friend.
Kevin.
Here, you got something?
I got an overactive
bladder. I got an overactive bladder. His nose is just shooting out people. Let me tell you, I ain't mad at either one of them. I don't want him.
So the Negro, you put the sound in here.
You can't say what?
And it goes through this line.
Wow.
And how it gets to the people.
He don't even know he's there. Let's just start there.
Joe Biden.
He just woke up and was like, and I think her name is Angel. He was like.
Is it really?
Yes, Angel and Victor. Yes. He was like, Angel. He probably thinks he's in heaven.
He is in heaven.
He's like, where'd you take me now? Is this Acapulco? Listen.
That's a celebrity cruise person right there. I don't know if y'all ever seen them celebrity cruises. That median age is 88.
Yep, I'm going to be.
Now, all these jokes are you going to go ahead and do it?
Oh, yeah, I'm about to piss.
All these jokes are pre-podcast episode. I'm certain they found love in a hopeless place and all that, but I will never, ever let the truth get in the way of a good joke. Okay? I'm going to watch it.
You're a comedian first.
I'm a comedian first. I'm no Hasan Minhaj. I don't have to. Ain't nobody write a New Yorker article about what you didn't read the pod. I didn't watch it. I seen it on the Instagram. I made my own assumptions without even listening to more than, where did I pause this at? 44 seconds. I'm prejudged their entire relationship.
How long's the episode?
The episode is an hour and 21 minutes.
That's not even a percentage.
Not even 1%, Josh. I don't care. It's funny already. That piece enough told me everything I need to know. Just like we do on the internet, I've taken a piece and made a full judgment. I don't care. I just want to laugh. I don't care about the truth. I'm moving on after this.
We're telling you guys, stop listening to us if you want facts.
You go down to NPR, CNN, MSN to the BC, Fox News. If you're conservative, Breitbart. But if you come here, it's because you want silliness. If he's 90, he was born in 1933.
Wow.
Who was the president in 1933? It's going to be somebody you won't even believe. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR?
The Reconstruction? FDR was the president FDR. When that man was born.
Oh, I would have thought it would have been Benjamin.
Benjamin Franklin?
Because that man looks old.
How much
when he was born?
Yes.
FDR doesn't seem that long ago.
It was long ago.
Wait a minute, what's FDR?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Kennedy, JFK.
That's a different acronym.
Yes, they that is.
All right, let's just go down to some prices, historic prices in 1933. Beef prime rib roast was 17 cents a pound.
Oh my God, today.
Okay. Same cows today.
Eggs were 21 cents.
When Benjamin Franklin, they were like, Angel Benjamin Franklin wasn't president.
I also thought that, but I was going, again, I'm not letting the truth get in the way of a good joke. I don't want to be like, well, actually.
No, you shouldn't.
Benjamin Franklin was not president.
I didn't know the presidents from Obama and beyond.
Chevrolet, the whole car, $445.
Wow, I can buy so many of those right now.
Hold on, how much was a house? Morris Plains six-room house was $6,700.
God.
A house for rent in Morris Plains was $2,250 a month.
How much was a person?
Where's Morris Plains? Angel, that was funny. Wait, I don't know if I can laugh at that. Can I laugh at that?
He said, wait a minute, can I say that? I'm sure that was existing when he was here. How much was it? Because this man.
So when you marry her, the children are free or? what is your philosophy?
How did we work that out?
They belong to me as fatherhood and property as well. Right.
She is mine to keep. She's mine.
Man, butter, finest sweet, 32 cents a pound.
32 cents a pound. People are buying pounds of butter. Let's start there. They were buying pounds of butter.
A beer, a Pabst, was 10 cents a bottle. And that man was a baby.
A whole baby. I wonder if they're going to make
this before World War II.
He was born
before World War II.
There you go.
Before the war. I wonder if they're going to make any babies. Like, if she is going to get his sperm. I don't think they will make it like normal. Like, not normal, but without the help of science.
I believe in science.
I do. I want to know.
Angel,
I want to know.
When she takes off her shirt. I'm sorry. I didn't know you could bust without a hard pee.
You think that man can bust? What? I don't think that.
That old pee be working. Pacino ain't touching nothing.
Pacino ain't 90.
He ain't 90. He 80 something, though.
Is he?
Al Pacino,
80. I bet you he's got that thing spun out of him a long time ago.
Scorsese's up there. Yeah, they're like all up there.
Like, they got, I bet you his sperm.
He 83, ice. Pacino.
Remember, but he had a kid.
Good for 83.
Didn't he have a kid last year?
Yeah.
He had a kid last year.
You see?
He looked like his sperm still worked.
They're still swimming.
Why do you?
That's Michael Phelps in 08.
He looks, Al Pacino, come on. Al Pacino looks great. He does. Like, I mean, not like, ooh, let me sit on your face, Greg, but he looks like he's still working with something. There's levels to it.
It's definitely levels. You look good, but not sit on your face good. But yeah. Good for 83. The black folks love good for your age.
Yeah, he do. In my opinion, Al Pacino looks great for his age. He still, I don't look at him and go, look at that fragile man. Let's protect him from the outside world.
Yeah.
He's a nigga, come help. We fighting the forces, at least in my opinion, is what he looks like. But whether he's dealing with erectile dysfunction or not is none of my business. But if he is, he can find a doctor on ZocDoc.
He for sure can.
You know that feeling when you get, when you finally find the thing you've been searching for on the internet? After spending hours of researching and reading thousands of reviews, you find it, this thing, whatever it is. I know that's how Marcus is when he's looking for a car or just one of his other hobbies. Like, he gets so excited because that man researches. I mean, checks every box that you're looking for, that thing you want. And it has 5 stars. Oh, and it arrives in just 48 hours? So why is it that you can get the most random, wonderfully reviewed thing from around the world in just 2 days? But if you want to see a good doctor, it takes forever to get an appointment. Not to mention, how do you know if they're even good? Thankfully, there is a way. It's called ZocDoc, a place to find and book great doctors who actually have amazing reviews, many with appointments available within 24 hours. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient review doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance and are located near you and treat almost any condition you're searching for. These docs have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours. I can verify that that's true. We've used ZocDoc a couple of times, and each time we have made an appointment that was for the next day. And that's it. You can even score same-day appointments. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a drop of with just a few app taps. No more awkward waiting on hold with the receptionist. Truly, it is something, especially here for us, that we absolutely need. We're, you know, getting older, so we have more things that we want to check on as far as in our health, and also we have 4 boys. We need to make sure we have the right healthcare physicians on our team, and the best way for us to find those is using the ZocDoc app, and that is what we use in our family. Go to ZocDoc.com/SK and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK.
SK.
ZocDoc.com/SK.
SK. I want to take a quick aside to tell y'all that as a black man, I'm sorry to admit this, okay? I wasn't familiar with the term Quiet Storm R&B.
Okay. Oh, well, this because you were a church boy.
Did you know what Quiet Storm R&B was?
Yeah, because they all talk like this.
Okay, now I don't.
Quiet Storm.
I don't know how I missed this.
Wait a minute. So that in the docket wasn't about Storm?
No. That's Bobby Storm. This is Quiet Storm.
I was like, okay. I was like, why does he have her in here twice? Moving on. So
now. I'm trying to find the post. Naima Cochran, friend of the pod, she owns Music Sermon and Liz Locker Room. I think Naima asked, what's your favorite type of R&B? I'm trying to find the post. Okay, she said Quiet Storm, New Jack Swing, Hip Hop Soul, Neo Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Quiet Storm was also like a time on the radio.
Yeah.
On the East Coast.
Yeah, it was later in night. And they talk to you like they trying to put you in the bed with no panties.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Love a good bed, no panties.
Mm-hmm.
Here's. I feel like I've explained this a million times, but I want to explain my life so people can understand.
Okay.
If it wasn't gospel music, it was the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That includes music without words,
mm-hmm.
like jazz.
Oh, well, that is how the devil like whistles.
He does.
Boom, dap, doom, but I shoot it back to you.
Serve me in hell. Come on down to Satan's place. You well, serve like you me
fire,
in hell.
Fire, fire, fire.
Who loves the devil?
Hey,
sweet up, serve the devil. So, in El Paso, Texas, we only listen to gospel radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Aretha Franklin, Remember, it was a big deal that BB and CeCe sang with Mavis Staples because she used to sing with the Staples singers.
Oh, well, come on.
And they weren't saved. Anita Baker, who sang with the Winans, we never got to hear that song with the Winans because I don't know why the Winans was even singing with her. This is the stuff my grandma and my church and them would say.
Of course.
All we heard, I mean, I have a vivid memory. I don't know how my grandma and them had the same tape played. Every Sunday morning, you know what I woke up to regardless of the time? I'm coming up. Coming up, Jesus, on the rough side of the mountain. Every Sunday morning, I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay? No songs on our car radio were not gospel tapes.
Uh-huh.
BB and CeCe, the Winans. Y'all don't know about Joe Pace. Y'all know about Joe Pace and the Colorado Mass Choir? Oh, everybody knows about Mississippi Mass. But how many of y'all know about Joe Pace and the Colorado Mass? You probably don't even know. They had a sing with Fred Hammond on there because Fred Hammond went back and forth from Detroit and finally settled in Dallas. This is what I was listening to when y'all was on that Quiet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Winans Phase 2. Just listen to that album. This was me in high school trying to be cool and hip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There was no radio that wasn't gospel.
Amen.
Okay, now I was listening to Hezekiah Walker live in Toronto. I was listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Morehouse College, Atlanta, New York comes together. Mm-hmm. I was listening to that while y'all was listening to The Quiet Storm.
Yes, we were.
So Smokey Norval. Smokey Robinson, Quiet Storm. Never heard that song. Now, the reason I know a lot about hip-hop and R&B is because when I grew up into middle school, my parents, we was living in North Carolina.
Grown man, okay.
I was 13 now.
Oh, God.
I basically lived on my own.
Pretty much.
Whatever was playing on the radio, whatever my brother was listening to, you know, Outkast came out in 96, you know what I'm saying? Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start finding music on my own once my parents start letting me go out in the world. But them first 10 years.
You didn't know nothing about that.
What?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I be telling people this all the time, and they be like, yes. And black folks, if we don't do nothing else, we going to get mad at you if you don't know everything black.
We going to shame you. What are
you
talking about?
How you don't know the thing that happened on Eastern Radio from 8 to 11 when you grew up in El Paso?
Because it didn't just happen in Eastern Radio, so quit trying to cut yourself out.
I guarantee you, I'll bet you $7 or $8 that it didn't play in El Paso. Guarantee you Quiet Storm Radio didn't play.
I bet you it did.
I bet you it did not. Have you been to El Paso?
All the time.
95%.
I grew up in El Paso. I am Angel Akita Moore from El Paso, Texas. I ran the radio station as a child.
It did. 95% Hispanic community in El Paso.
You don't think Hispanic people like the Quiet Storm? They love it.
They don't. Now, Josh is an aberration. Because Joshy Daddy was listening to that R&B.
Josh is every Mexican man. They love it. They love it quiet and they like it stormy. They love it.
I don't care anymore, blacks. Take aim. I don't care if I didn't know about Quiet Storm Radio. I don't care. If I like pumpkin pie, y'all have taken my life for pumpkin pie to a hate or disdain for sweet potato pie. I never said I hated sweet potato pie. But shut up, Negroes. I don't know everything. But what I do know, I'm loud about. And I be learning stuff at 40. And I know everybody on the internet already knew the Quiet Storm. The Quiet Storm. Shut the hell up.
Listen to you. Listen, first of all, Kevin, there is no...
You don't know about Joe Pace.
There's no condemnation.
There is therefore no condemnation.
Okay, in Christ.
I don't know that.
But it is in the black Christ community.
Jesus.
We will give you that condemnation.
Jesus.
Okay.
Y'all don't know about...
You don't even know what you know about.
I'm trying to think of somebody that they wouldn't know.
What, who? Who?
I'm trying to think.
We know.
You don't know everything. You know even who, I know, Angel.
You know who we love and I saw as an uncle was Art LeBeau.
I don't know Art LeBeau.
Tell me Art LeBeau.
Art LeBeau sound like
Art LeBeau.
A cigarette just appeared in your mouth, and you
Art
somehow fixed it.
Art LeBeau is a radio. God rest his soul. October of 2022 was a terrible day in the community.
Oh no!
But he played all the jams at night. But he would get a lot of people calling in to like shout out a song for people, and a lot of people it was a lot of women shouting music out for their incarcerated significant others.
Of course.
But man, he was like the people's DJ.
Oh, Art did LeBeau? He do a lot? Art did LeBeau. He do a lot of Quiet Storm music?
Oh yeah.
Okay. See, Art LeBeau, he wasn't out where I was, but I'm sure we had a similar person. Now, I know gospel and I knew choir.
Canton Spirituals, you probably know them. Blind Boys of Alabama.
My mother had to open for Dottie Peoples.
Ooh, he's an on-time God. Milton Brunson, you know about Milton?
He's an on-time God.
Damn, damn. Yes, it is. Whoa, on time. On time.
Yes, he is.
What's my note?
Where we started. He's on time.
On time, God. Yes, he is. Whoa.
On time.
On time. Yeah. That's me.
Uh-huh.
What's you?
On time.
On time. Okay, five, six, seven. He's an on time God. Being it. Yes, he is. Whoa. On time God. That was right?
Yes.
Catch
yes,
it.
He is. Woo.
Oh, whoa.
I just felt like Kevin. We were so connected. I thought you could catch, but earlier in the podcast,
what the hell?
Earlier in the podcast, you what did say you couldn't catch. Oh my God. I thought we were so connected.
It was 10 points of receptions. It was too much. I am not Travis Kelce. I am so not mad. Him.
We should have submitted to the NAACP. We gotta get
a Travis Kelce jersey that's spelled Travis Kel -KUH.
Oh my God. I am not that man.
I don't know what happened today.
Why did you?
I felt my life flash before me. I was so glad I emptied my bladder.
You can catch. All right, here's the key. Watch the ball. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, I'm going to throw it soft. Just close on it soft. Stay, watch it, though. So when it comes, with your eyes. I was throwing it to me.
I didn't know what Carol, you were going to
do. Throw it to me. Watch okay. Eyes. Yeah. Claps around, all right? Uh-huh.
Hey, now ready? Tell me when you're going
to
do it.
Go. This is one coming to you, and I'm going to go. It's going to come like this.
Got it. I don't like this.
Not going to go tough. Got okay, ready? One, two, three. Oh, I told you! Angel!
No.
Oh, Will! Will or no?
Where did he catch it? Where did he catch it? I was passing it to him off the backboard.
Imagine if this is your first podcast listening to us. Oh like, God. What is this podcast?
This is foolishness.
I don't understand it.
Willard didn't catch it.
He didn't catch it. One of the things I'm most proud of in my fatherhood life is I done taught my boys to catch. That's I true. Threw stuff at them for their whole... I'd be like, catch it left-handed. Boom, I've thrown bread at them. I've thrown... cups.
My kids would be dead if I was throwing stuff at them. Actually, wouldn't it go nowhere near them?
From when they were kids, I'm always like, catch. And they're good catch boys. Mm. It's funny. I also want to thank God real quick. I forgot to thank y'all for y'all prayers. By the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, JoJo's high school soccer team season started yesterday.
Oh, so no more travel.
No more travel.
Amen.
His practice is at the school.
Down after the street. School.
Josh, Kevin, yesterday I picked him
Santa
up.
Santa Ynez?
We had to go to Santa
Ynez. That's wine country.
We had to drive. So we took the boys to Monster Trucks on Saturday.
That's the other way.
That's in Anaheim. First of all, never been to Monster Trucks.
Good time out here.
Big MAGA.
Of course.
All I said, America, pick up trucks, shoot my rifle, hate the blacks. Hate the blacks. That didn't even rhyme.
Like, it don't matter what white.
I mean, the trucks were way louder than I thought. When I was a kid, Monster Trucks only put the cars out and ran over them. They race. They do tricks now.
Somebody said Angel was playing Fruit Ninja. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Monster Trucks.
We take them boys down to Monster Trucks in Anaheim. Anaheim is already, on a good day, hour and 45 from us. So we went to the studio because baby had a birthday.
Yes.
Twins was there. Mar was there. It was a great time. So we go from there all the way to Anaheim, go to Monster Trucks, and then we drive from Anaheim to Santa Ynez, which is past
Santa. You go straight there? Santa. You go home?
No, Josh. We got a hotel.
I'm so confused.
We had Monster Trucks way early.
Oh, y'all got them tickets. We got those.
That was going to be just a day. Then remember, he made that new club team a couple months ago. And then they ended up being good. So it was like they had this was game final.
Ooh, we got to go to regionals.
So we go to Santa Ynez. So never even heard
Central
of that.
Central California. Yes.
Far.
It's far.
So we drive 3 hours from Monster Trucks down there. Uh-huh. And then. Stay in a hotel. He had to be on the field at 8 a.m.
Oh.
So he got back home like 1 o'clock on Sunday after the game. But now he goes to school. He takes his soccer bag.
Beautiful.
When school is over, he just hangs out.
I feel like
and he goes to soccer practice like a regular child. I used to
life with your schedule right now. Oh,
Josh, the game. Guess what? They take him on the bus.
Well, because last week it was the time change.
Josh.
See, this is the problem. Melissa believes in her son's dreams.
That's true.
Because Josiah decided he wanted to take it seriously, take it to the next level. I create the dreams for my kids. And see, that's what I'm willing to do. My kids didn't say, well, Kai kind of said it, that they wanted to be piano players.
Mm-hmm.
I created that dream in them that they haven't fully accepted. And I take them to piano class because it's close.
Yes.
But the
recital going to be in the valley.
I won't sign them up for the recital.
Guess what? And then we got to close. We got to do the bonus for this week. JoJo's school team. Now, this is crazy. They have a summer trip to Spain.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is 2 full calendar weeks.
Yeah.
What?
They tour Real Madrid Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They tour Barcelona Stadium. They play Spanish. Spanish
soccer high team is going on a field trip?
The soccer team is going on a 2-week
field trip. Yes.
Amen.
To Spain,
Kevin?
And France. They are riding a bus.
Yuck. It's charter.
I don't care.
Are you going?
I hope he changes his mind.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to go.
He wants to go.
You're going to have to go.
Why don't you want him to go? You afraid for your boy?
He's going to be riding coach.
I don't want to ride a bus.
Oh, you don't want to have you. If he
I don't want to stay where the team stays.
Wait a minute. If he goes,
you
go.
This is what I don't want. That team not staying in a 4-star.
No. You're going to have to sponsor the entire trip for all 28 of them kids.
No. They pay their own money.
Why are you going?
Because we're his parents. Your parents got to come.
No, they're not at these schools.
Let me tell you what, I'm not sending black boy to Spain.
You
with
sound
some
like
people.
Me when it comes to my child going to Paris.
To
Paris?
To Paris.
You can get a notary sign.
I would never let my child leave the United States of America without me.
Do not want the parent there.
What, nigga? You ain't going without us.
That's what they told me. They were like, no, we don't want. I said, let me tell you, if my black son is anywhere, guess who going to be there? Is it me, his daddy, or his grandma?
Do you need to speak it in Spanish?
They were like,
French?
I don't understand why that's necessary. He is black.
He black boy black. And y'all going to have my baby in Spain getting him? I'm getting upset.
He ain't one of them. What's that boy's name with the dirty draws?
Mahomes.
He's not a Mahomes looking black.
No, he's regular black.
He's regular black.
Mm-mm.
No, they were mad. So we about to create our own trip.
I know all the stuff.
You said.
And that's the thing. At this age, he want to be with his team so bad. And they staying at the Spanish version of the La Quinta.
So this is what you do.
Don't do that. You're doing it. And
I wasn't even trying to be funny. I'm just saying the quality of hotel.
You create a shadow trip. You don't go.
We gonna meet y'all.
Yeah, no, that's what we're gonna have to do is create a shadow trip.
You will see them at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't want that.
This is the good thing about parenthood. Don't matter what you want. It's what I want for you. When you get old, you can do what you want.
The biggest thing is to be in the same country as him.
Y'all going to see them. You'll see them at the stadium, baby. I'll take you to the game. I'm not riding no bus.
No. Let him go. I'm saying let him go with his team. You create a shadow trip for you and Melissa.
No, I need to see my baby.
No, you still see him.
Every second, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
It's another country. Yeah, I see it.
Anyway, we got to go. We love y'all. Bonus episode. We're not even going to stop. We're just going to roll right into it.
We love y'all, but we're here.
God bless you. God keep you. Buy your tickets to Detroit and all the surrounding cities. A lot of these cities are doing well.
They really are.
Me and Angel did a start-off blast, let that wane down. Then we'll get going. What you got?
I forgot the church announcement. I'll be on Terrell's new show. I know you in Lion this Thursday. Check it out.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.